Note reference, 7. Shortly thereafter, Duncan sailed for London and began a different phase of her career. Although data from this period is thin, period accounts link Duncan's name with those of the leaders of New York and Chicago society, the Astors, the Vanderbilts, and the Palmers. For the moneyed New York women involved, society competition offered a potent vehicle for contesting class leadership within a felt and actual scenario of long-term, waning influence of the Knickerbocker elite. The earliest leaders in the city's colonial days, Jahr 1972-1973, the competition played out by hostesses through dinner stylings and salon engagements, and their related sponsorship of matinee and recital events, created conditions of possibility for innovation by the emerging dancer at a key point in her career. The practitioners and patrons considered above troubled and pressed against prevailing definitions of the ways in which artistic dancing could signify and the realms in which women could exert public leadership. It must be acknowledged that these two types of activism won gains primarily for white, middle and upper class women. St. Denis's refashionings of Orientalist source materials certainly furthered the othering, the reifying and derogation of other cultures.